Okay, hi, welcome to today's podcast. So thank you for joining me again. So Wednesdays is going to be a fitness podcast. So Mondays we've got life habits, Tuesdays we've got business podcast, and Wednesday we've got a fitness podcast. So today is about fitness. Now, before I start this podcast, I want to make something very, very clear and very, very obvious that I am no fitness expert yet. But I am seeing results. I'm seeing results at the very beginner level of my fitness journey. And I'll go over those in a second. So what I want to make very, very clear is that what I'm going to go over today is some of what I found in my basically my experience. So not necessarily, based on, I'm not going to sit here and say in my expert opinion, because obviously with the fitness, I'm not an expert. You know, if you could say martial arts, into a certain degree business, where I've been in the sector for many years, and life habits, where I can change, where I've turned things around, you know, I've got some expertise there. But in my fitness journey, you know, I'm still learning, I'm still watching a lot, I'm still reading a lot, and making sure that, you know, I don't put myself out there as the expert, but someone who has come from, I've done martial arts, but, you know, body fat percentage wise and consistency of fitness wise, I've really struggled. But in the last month, I've been really, really pushing hard and really found some really great results in my fitness journey. So that's why I feel that this is going to be a good podcast, because it's almost going to be a journey for where I'm coming from, where I'm going to. Let's get straight into it. So why did I decide to do this one today? And the topic for today is the three keys I found to keeping me consistent and exploding my definitely my muscle growth, but also trimming down my waistline. So where I've been from is inconsistent with my workouts and my gym, and not being as on the ball as possible. Now, we all know what it's like. We all want to be healthy. We all want to be fit. We all want to try hard. We all want to do great stuff. But sometimes it can be very, very difficult. We can get sidetracked. But what have been the things that, you know, have kept me consistent in the last month? Now, I'm still running my business. I'm still pushing hard on my business. I'm still creating, new income. So my point with there is that my fitness is not my sole focus. So I have my business. I have other opportunities coming my way. Also, I want to keep up with these podcasts and with videos of content. So what have been the three biggest things? So I suppose the biggest thing that I've seen that has been a real difference for me, number one, is having a goal to look forward to. So now that sounds very basic, and everyone talks about having goals and having the vision and blah, 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 blah. But my biggest goal is to win Gymshark 66 Challenge. It's been a massive driver for me. Now, some people would say, oh, well, that's not very personal to you. That's something on the outside. But that is not a problem. You know, there is nothing wrong with having a goal outside or a competition that you want to win, or, you know, going for something that is there, that is tangible. Because a lot of the time with fitness, unless we've got numbers driven to it or an actual place that we're going to, we can find it very difficult to find that self-motivation. And I've been there many, many times with the lack of self-motivation and not being able to keep up with my journey, of my fitness journey. So I think the biggest thing is that, you know, what I found is that I've been excited and motivated by this challenge. And also that's made me keep a record via Instagram and Facebook and obviously YouTube to show that, you know, what I've been doing and how I've been keeping up to date with it. So that's a really big one. That's a huge one for me, that I've actually had something to go for. And when I go back into my past, when I've had my fitness at its highest and my body fat percentage has been at its lowest, it's that I've had something to train for. So for example, I've done a couple of MMA fights. They were amateur, nothing professional, but I had to get to a certain weight, and I got to that weight both times. So I think, you know, you go for something, look forward to something, and have a goal in mind, have a vision in mind for something that you want to obtain. So yes, fitness is a lifestyle. Fitness is something that, you know, we should all aspire to as a daily habit. But how do we get to that daily habit? It doesn't just happen. I think a lot of people sprout the whole daily habits and rituals, and that's great and that's fantastic. But what is the short-term gain out of that? Because the long-term gain out of a ritual is 3 years, you're going to look absolutely shredded and you're going to look fantastic. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're not taking anything away from anything like that. But we've got to be very, very specific on, okay, how do we get pulled to those rituals and those habits? Because if we don't have something we're going for in the future and a vision that we can get excited about or a goal that we can get excited about, we're going to be pushing those rituals, not being pulled by those rituals. So I think that's really important, that, you know, have something like I have something that's going to pull you, not just kind of like push you to do it. Because push, you're going to run out of push, but pull with that vision and that exciting goal, that is really, really going to help. Really, really going to help. So that's number one. Number two, the second thing that's really helped me massively is research before going into a session. So what I mean by this is that I go to the gym quite early, get my hour of cardio in after my workout, not before. I've seen the science about fasted cardio, and don't get me wrong, I'm not going to bash it. You know, I'm not going to say that fasted cardio is a bad thing. But I've seen the difference between what you burn over the following 24 hours, whether you burn the fat or whether you burn the carbs, and then how that relates to how you react. So Jeff Nippard, if you want to Nippard, if you want to check out his YouTube video, he's got a great video about how they took a science of the fasted cardio and cardio on carbohydrates and how that reacted to the body 24 hours later. So that's a really good one to watch. So if you want to watch that. So where was I? Oh yeah, that's right. So the big one for me is finding a mentor or finding doing that research on the body part you're going to train. Because I'm very new in my journey to fitness, you know, I've been doing fitness, martial arts fitness for years, but now I'm really heavily into the gym and hypertrophy and bodybuilding. So what I do is before I go into a session, I know what I'm going to work on. So for example, I'm going to do a chest day today. But what I do is I check out a YouTube video of a good chest session by a professional bodybuilder, professional fitness expert, whatever that might be. And I take ideas. So it gives me inspiration to go and try out something new. Because what can be the problem sometimes is, yes, you have your staple of like the chest press with a barbell, for example, but you can get stale and it can feel a bit like, oh, I'm doing this again. So something that's been a massive change for me is that I've been looking at, right, what can I take from what I've just seen instead of just inspiration and motivation to give me that, wow, okay, right, here's that push. Okay, I can go and try that. I can go and do that exercise. I can go and do that set of exercises. I can do that routine that will push me, because obviously, you know, they wouldn't be experts and they wouldn't have the followers and they wouldn't have the admiration if they weren't any good. But also, how is that then going to help me now increase my workout or increase the proficiency of my workout? So what I would say is, if you're struggling with getting to the gym each day or every other day, before you go, check out someone, find someone on YouTube or find someone on social media that you admire, that you aspire to be like, someone that you think, wow, I'd really love to be like them. They look fantastic. They've got the body I want. They've got the character that I want. They've got the personality I want. Because I don't just look for people that have the body that I want. I look for personality as well. Because at the end of the day, if you can't relate with the person that you're trying to learn from, it ain't ever going to happen and it ain't ever going to work. Let's just be real. Let's be 100 about it, okay? And then choose one of their days of their workout regime. Watch it and see what you can take from it and do at the gym. Because you can't do it on your own. And yes, we can all do the bro thing and be like, yeah, I'm just going to do chest, I'm just going to do presses, I'm going to do presses. But there's so much more you're missing out. And at the end of the day, you are going to get bored and you're just going to get burnt out by not having that variety of different exercises that you can take on. So that's been a big one for me. That's been a big game changer. And you're just going to get burnt out by not having that variety of different exercises that you can take on. So that's been a big one for me. That's been a big game changer, you know, from going from, you know, maybe working out 3 times a week to 6-7 times a week now. And I'm seeing some really great results. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you know, JC Motivates or James Cox Coaching, You'll see some big changes, you know, that I'm going through right now. I'm getting so much trimmer. You know, my muscle percentage is amazing at the moment. Well, it's growing, so I'm growing muscle mass massively. And I'm just having a great time because I've got that vision of my goal, but also I'm following, you know, people. So the people I follow, for example, Steve Cook, legend, Simeon Panda, I follow quite a lot, and Jeff Nippard I actually really like. So, you know, those are the people that I follow that I'm like, yeah, do you know what, I really like them, and I just really enjoy their content. So there you go. So that's a good one. That's a great tip. Tip number two is nutrition. So I want to give a massive shout out here to Fithouse Trowbridge. They're a supplement company, so they basically supply supplements. They're a supplement shop in Trowbridge, and the Christian, the guy that runs it, I hope that's his name. Oh, I hope I don't get that wrong. He has helped me massively. You know, it's good to find someone that you can trust that is local, especially in the beginning, because at the end of the day, the internet is fantastic, and it's got so much on there, but then that is also a problem because sometimes there is too much advice. There's too much expert opinion or the reviews. You know, for example, you know, my partner bought a protein powder that had expert reviews. It was the best thing ever, and it was fantastic. God, it was fucking awful. It was absolutely terrible. It made us both feel terrible, and it was no good for us. So it's always good to find someone local that can help you decide what's good and what's not good. So yeah, I first met Christian at the gym, and we were both doing a video, so one of our vlogs, and he came over and said, "Hey guy, love your stuff. You know, you seem guys seem really really confident. Come and see me at the supplement shop." And we went the next couple of days, and he went in. He helped us with you know, a couple of samples. That was really great, and just thank you so much for that. And he just told us the truth, you know, don't get this is shit, that's good, this is great, that's good, this is great. But he tailors to everyone, because if you want the high quality stuff, you can go for him for the high quality stuff. But if you're on a budget, he's also got the stuff that's on a budget that is not the worst stuff. You know, for example, when I went in, I didn't see any of the regular stuff that you would see on the internet. It was all brands, actually, that I'd only heard a little about or never heard of before. So that really gave me a lot of confidence, because I thought, yeah, actually, this guy is selling some really great stuff here. So he is fantastic. So if you want to get your supplements down, you know, find Fithouse Trowbridge. But also, if you have a local supplement shop, go in and ask the questions, you know, what isn't good and what is good. And if they can answer you that question, then you know you're on to a winner. The worst one is when they just talk about their opinion of what they do like and what they don't like. Because, for example, Christian is great. He samples everything that he samples most things that he sells. And if he's got it on the shelf, he's going to sample it eventually. So that's what I really like. You know, he's using his own opinion for giving you the best advice. And that is always the best. In my opinion, I can't tell, you know, experience always trumps the how-to manual. Because, yeah, okay, that's great for someone of an expert opinion, you know, but, or, you know, at the end of the day, every company is going to tell you they've got a great product. And if they've got a great product, they do have a great product. But at the end of the day, we're not all the same. So you need someone who you can relate to, that you can trust, that is going to give you the right advice. And that's what Christian does for me. So massive shout out to Fithouse Trowbridge. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate your help there. And it's fantastic. Brilliant. So I said I had three keys for you. I've got one more. So I've got a bonus. I've got a bonus key. And that is, get the right people to push you and help you. So my partner, Lucia, best woman in the world. I feel so lucky to have such an amazing woman by my side. She is absolutely fantastic. But we go together. And when we go together, we push each other. When we talk too much, she says, shut up and get on with it, in the nicest way possible. And it's amazing. And also, you have to get rid of or completely drown out and block out the people that are going to be a bit uncertain about your regime and what you're doing and how you're looking and what you like, if they don't get it, then just disassociate from those people. You don't have to completely block them out, but just don't let them in. I had a mentor once that said to me, "Oh, at the gym, you lift too heavy." Yeah, it doesn't. I don't get it either. But the problem is, they just don't get it. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand how your mindset works and what you want to achieve. So at the end of the day, you know, it's no one's to blame. But you've got to protect this, and you've got to find people that are going to lift you up, and not try and keep you on the mediocre and middle level. Because if you want to go for greatness, and everyone's got it in them to do whatever they want to do. You know, whether they want to be a fitness expert or whether they want to do, you know, whatever it might be, you know, but you've got to have someone that's going to support you, drive you, push you, keep you accountable and work hard with you and celebrate you. That's such a massive thing. Eric Thomas, great guy. Used to watch him a lot in the beginning. One of his quote is, "Go to where you're celebrated, not tolerated." And that is huge. That is a massive, massive one. Because if you just go and you're being tolerated, how is it going to work? How are you going to be able to go further in your life and make things happen? You're not. So go to where you're celebrated and not tolerated. And the last thing is, you know, where you are, you might have been celebrated in the beginning, but you might be not. You might have to be tolerated later because you change and you adapt and you move on. But that's for another podcast. So I think this was a big one that, you know, I'm feeling so much more confident about posting and my fitness journey and what I'm doing right now because of these tips. So, 4 keys. Number one, have a goal to look forward to, whether it be a number goal or it be a competition goal or something, somewhere you're going to go and do an event. That is number one, the biggest thing, the biggest one I've found, giving me that, pulling me towards those rituals of going to the gym every day and keeping consistent. Number two, find people on YouTube or find workouts that you think, yes, I can try that new one, I can try this, I can try that. Gives you that inspiration, that motivation, but also gives you those tools to go into the gym and do something that you know is going to work for you. So that's a really, that's the second big one. The third one, supplements. Another big shout out to Fit House in Trowbridge. Thank you so much for your help. Find someone who is a supplement expert, someone who owns a shop or is very, you know, they've got the body you want. Ask them the truth about supplements, not just ones that they endorse, but ones that they don't like as well, and the reasons and what they found, what their experiences have been, because experience trumps everything, in my opinion. So experience is a big one. And then the last one is get someone who's on the same page as you, or get around people that want to be on the same page as you, or help you, celebrate you, get you to that next level, push you harder, because you can't do it on your own. And those are my 4 tips. So I hope you really enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for joining me. And it's going to be another one tomorrow with me and my partner. And we're actually going to do a relationship podcast tomorrow and how to make every day Valentine's Day. Because, yeah, we have some fights, but we have an incredible relationship. And I can't wait to share that with you. And give you some great keys for that as well. So thank you so much. Hope you've had an amazing day today. I'll catch you next week on the fitness podcast. And you've been amazing. Thank you so much for listening. I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.